Timeless. This is the story of Donna Estates in Napa Valley, California. Written by Lisa Parati Brown for The Wine Palette. In Sanskrit, Donna refers to the spirit of generosity, an ethos at Donna Estates expressed through patience, restraint, and a commitment to the site. Set on the western edge of Rutherford, where benchland soils slope into the Mayacamas Mountains, Donna's winery occupies one of Napa Valley's most historic corners. Its heart is a pre-Prohibition stone winery founded in 1883 by German immigrant and viticulturist H.W. Helms, a ghost winery whose weathered remains still anchor the property and instill a sense of timelessness. Today, Donna Estates is owned by South Korean businessman Hye-Sang Lee, whose global perspective as a fine wine importer and collector has shaped the estate from its first vintage in 2005. The wines, four single-vineyard Cabernet Sauvignon, along with the Onda and Vaso labels, are defined by precision rather than power, by sight expression rather than formula, and by an unusually international outlook for a small, Grand Cru-level Napa producer. The Helms property has passed through several hands since the late 19th century, but its modern story begins in 1976, when John and Diane Livingston purchased the site. Their first commercial wine was produced in 1984 under the Livingston Vineyards label, later renamed Livingston Moffitt. When Hye-Sang Lee acquired the property in 2005, he saw not only the promise of Rutherford benchland fruit, but also the rare opportunity to restore a historic site while building a world-class Napa estate from the ground up. "The first site I visited was Helms," Lee recalls. "When I saw the ghost winery tucked into the vineyard, I fell in love." For a Napa wine lover, owning a great Rutherford vineyard with a 140-year-old historic ruin is something exceedingly rare. Before committing, Lee assembled a group of trusted wine professionals, including consulting winemaker Philippe Melka, and tasted a vertical of wines from the former owner. The quality confirmed the vineyard's potential. That same year, the winery was renovated by architect Howard Bakken, marrying the gravitas of stone and history with a contemporary, purpose-built facility. The 2005 vintage marked the inaugural release of Donna Estates. Lee's path to owning a Napa winery was anything but linear. Over a long career, he built businesses across flour milling, pet foods, grain production, automotive sales, restaurants, wine bars, and fine wine distribution. In 1997, he founded Nara Cellar, a Seoul-based importer focused on premium and family-run estates, at a time when Asia, outside Japan, was largely overlooked by the global wine trade. Being an exclusive importer in Korea required building not only brands, but the wine market itself, Lee explains. Joseph Phelps and Schaefer were the first vintners ever to visit Korea. Those personal relationships mattered. That early exposure to Napa Valley's founding families, Mondavi, Schaefer, Heitz, Harlan, shaped Lee's understanding of the region's identity and long-term potential. It also instilled a conviction that even small, limited production wines benefit from an international presence. According to General Manager Jay Chun, Lee's son-in-law, that philosophy remains central today. Donna Estates produces three distinct tiers. The single-vineyard Donna wines, Helms, Lotus, Hershey, and Montagna, are sold roughly 70 to 75% direct to consumers, with the remainder split between U.S. and international trade across some 20 countries, including South Korea, Japan, China, Singapore, Taiwan, and Indonesia. Onda follows a similar but slightly broader model, while Vaso is designed as a more trade-forward wine, with approximately 60% of production exported. "The global wine market has changed dramatically since the mid-1990s, says Chun. "My father-in-law's experience as an importer gave Donna an early understanding of how limited wines could succeed internationally without losing their identity." At the core of Donna Estates is a belief that identity emerges from clarity of place. The estate now farms four distinct vineyards, each bottled separately when quality and character warrant. The Helms Vineyard, located directly behind the winery in Rutherford, comprises roughly 8 acres within a 30-acre property, of which 6 acres are currently planted. Sitting on benchland soils just above the valley floor, Helms produces what Chun describes as a classic Rutherford expression, marked by dark mineral tones and structural poise rather than overt sweetness. Across the valley, in the Vacca Range, lie three hillside sites that provide contrast and tension. The Hershey Vineyard, purchased in 2006 and planted beginning in 2008, sits at approximately 1,800 feet on Howell Mountain, near the crest and adjacent to Jackson Family's W.S. Keys Vineyard, with nearly 35 acres planted to 6 varieties, including Sauvignon Blanc. It offers diverse soils and a cooler, more moderated tannin profile than might be expected from its elevation. Below Howell Mountain, at around 1,200 feet on Crystal Springs Road, lies Lotus Vineyard, a steep, stony site with slopes reaching 25 to 40 degrees. Its wines are typically the most powerful and structured in the Donna lineup. Directly beneath it sits Crystal Springs Vineyard, at roughly 800 feet, now part of the newly established Crystal Springs AVA, which will appear on labels beginning with the 2024 vintage. The newest addition, Montagna Vineyard on Pritchard Hill, is not owned by Donna Estates, but is farmed under a close partnership. Set in red-orange basalt soils adjacent to Brand and Colgan, Montagna brings tension, darker-toned fruit, and a distinctive mineral edge to the portfolio. To become a Donna single vineyard wine, a site must achieve Grand Cru level quality while remaining clearly distinct from the others, Chun explains. The common thread is balance, harmony between tannin, fruit, and acidity, rather than a prescribed style. Since its first vintage, Donna Estates has worked with Felipe Melca as consulting winemaker, a relationship that continues today. Day-to-day responsibility now rests with Director of Winemaking Maura Johnson, who joined the estate in 2018 after working closely with Melca and associate winemaker Chris Cooney for several years. "My approach is rooted in site expression, precision, and restraint," Johnson says. "The goal is to let each vineyard speak clearly without imposing a heavy winemaking signature." The technical regimen reflects that philosophy. Fruit is fully destemmed but not crushed, followed by a cold soak of 5 to 10 days. Fermentations are relatively cool, kept under 80 degrees Fahrenheit, with total maceration extending up to 25 days. Ferments occur in a mix of concrete tanks, French oak uprights, and barrels, selected based on block, clone, and structure. Native yeasts are favored, and extraction is most active during peak fermentation, tapering off toward the end. Wines are drained directly to barrel for malolactic fermentation, with press fractions kept separate. Blending occurs the following spring, often the only racking the wines receive. Oak usage is calibrated by tier. Single vineyard wines see new French oak, Onda averages 55 to 60% new oak, and Vaso around 10%. Extended time on lees, minimal racking, and quiet observation in the caves allow the wines to evolve naturally, Johnson notes. Refinement over force, that's the Donna style. While Melca's influence remains foundational, particularly his sensitivity to balance, structure, and longevity, Johnson sees her role as one of evolution rather than overhaul. Prior to her current position, she led winemaking for Vaso, where she experimented with coopers, fermentation strategies, and co-ferments. Those lessons now inform more nuanced decisions at Donna Estates, from oak selection to fermentation temperature. "My contribution has been refinement rather than reinvention," she says. "The goal is to make wines that are confident, composed, and timeless." That long view perspective resonates strongly with Lee, whose own favorite wines include the inaugural 2005 Helms, now entering a phase of secondary complexity, and the much-debated 2011 vintage, which he feels has been misunderstood. Despite the challenging weather, the 2011 Helms, Lotus, and Hershey offer nuanced, layered expressions, Lee says. They remind me that time is often the final judge. Looking ahead, he is particularly excited about the 2023 vintage, the first following Napa Valley's decade-long drought. The naturally larger yields brought depth without sacrificing clarity, he notes. The vineyard character is very clear. Donna Estates does not court attention through scale or spectacle. Production remains limited, distribution is tightly controlled, and the wines are sold primarily through a dedicated mailing list. Yet within that restraint lies a rare coherence, a historic sight, a globally informed vision, and a disciplined commitment to letting place lead,